Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
You enjoy your bank holiday, or was it specifically timed with the coronation? Was a coronation bank holiday on a Monday, Adam?
It was. It was an extra. It was a sort of, don't get used to this. You're not going to get another one of these, at least not for quite a while. So yeah, it was a special extra one, which meant, of course, the weather was decidedly mixed. I mean, you know, English bank holidays or British bank holidays generally, you know, drive to the coast, sit in a traffic jam, watch the pouring rain, come home. It's that sort of thing.
Excellent. Sure you love it. But let's start in Iran. Iran carries out an extreme punishment, executed for blasphemy.
Yeah, they've executed two men convicted of burning the Quran and insulting the prophets of Islam. That is essentially how they were charged and sentenced. Yusuf Merad and Sadrallah Fazeli Zer. They ran some social media accounts in Iran and were accused of running a group, which they had denied. But there certainly were some posts that they'd put out challenging the state of play and indeed the state. The social media accounts, according to the judiciary in Iran, were dedicated to atheism and the desecration of the sanctities. Their lawyers insisted they were innocent, the sentence was unjust, and of course, civil liberties groups, or I say of course, but there are plenty of civil liberties groups who've called it a cruel act, a medieval act, an extreme act. The fact is, these two guys are gone. But isn't it extraordinary? Blasphemy as a law, it's a very tricky one in this day and age. And yet, it's exactly that which led to, for instance, the banning of the film The Life of Brian in our, well, most of our lifetimes. And you think, wow, yes. We like to think we've moved on from the medieval times. There are perhaps other countries that are clinging to it a little bit.
I won't say he's not the Messiah, just he's a naughty boy.
He's a very naughty boy.
Yes. I won't see this in a future episode of Bear Grylls, or maybe I will. An Australian woman lost in the wilderness, but it's about how she survived for several days. Mm.
Yes, she was off to see her mum. She was driving sort of through backwards territories of Victoria State, so right down south in Australia. It was very much the bush, you know, it's very much wilderness. And unfortunately for her, she took a wrong turn. Her car got stuck in the mud. And in taking the wrong turn, of course, she's then off the main road. She got stuck, and because of health mobility issues, she couldn't really set out to walk. And if she had set out to walk, frankly, it was something like 60, 70 kilometers to get to the nearest town, which wouldn't be a breeze for most people, particularly if you're thinking of Australia and the temperatures and everything else. Anyway, Lillian Ip decided she would stay with her car, and in the end was rescued after 5 days. But she had survived only by eating sweets. She didn't have very many of those, and drinking a bottle of wine. She was taking the bottle of red wine to her mum because she says she doesn't herself drink, but needs must in adversity. So for 5 days, just having a bottle of wine, how would you pace yourself? I mean, in normal course of things, how would I pace myself with one bottle of wine for 5 days? Is it a glass a day? I suppose just about, and not a generous one. So 5 nights stranded in the bush with just a bottle of wine and some sweets, and she did it. 48 years of age, Lily Nip was duly rescued, and they said, yeah, you did the right thing, staying with the car.
And cheers to her. And finally, a knitted spy satellite. That's Britain's homespun space tech.
Yes, we would have done this yesterday, but we had to drop the stitch. This is high tech involving old tech, or I suppose old craft, really. The UK is genuinely developing a low-cost radar satellite, part of which will be knitted. It's quite a yarn. Two British companies are cooperating on what will essentially be a spy satellite. The UK doesn't have its own at the moment, unlike US, France, Russia, China. Lots of other countries have them, but we don't. So Knit One Pearl One, the satellite will incorporate a tungsten steel umbrella, which will spring open when in orbit. No stitch up, I promise. I imagine two things, either a sort of handicraft circle of nanas who will be putting this thing together, although they've told us it might be a knitting machine, because after all, knitting tungsten steel is a bit different. And I promise I'm not pulling the wool over your eyes, but it could be a bit Wallace and Gromit. Doesn't Gromit knit in the Wallace and Gromit movies? I'm sure that would needle the Russians.
I'm just disappointed they didn't call the satellite Sputnik.
But that could come. Now you've put it out there.
I've put it out there. Let's see. Let's throw it out into the ether there in the UK, and let's see if our conversation, I've christened this crocheted satellite, and we'll call it Sputnik.
I know. We could keep stringing this along, couldn't we?
Adam Gilchrist, chatting you to tomorrow. I look forward to it. Have a good one.